Blog Talk Radio.
For Windham and Rotundo, Derek.
And I can't believe that John Benko has been attacking myself, my person, members of Deeper Truth. That's why I had to fire him. I had to fire him, ladies and gentlemen. I had to fire him because of the way he was all over the net and attacking all of us, and also attacking the Blessed Virgin Mary, calling her diabolical and calling her Satan. Journey with Mary is the show that we have on Sunday nights, and he was calling that show Journey with Satan, and it's not, ladies and gentlemen. Journey with Mary wherever we find her. And so we're so thankful for Our Lady's intercession, and we ask for her to pray, and I ask for you to pray for John Benko, the Unholy Trinity. Inquire, that is John Benko, Patrick Coffin, and Donald Foley. Those three are known to make up the Trinity, the Unholy Trinity, because of their attack on Medjugorje. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. And so we got the Calvary that's coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Charge. Charge. And so Deeper Truth Kingdom will defend itself, but we will not go out on the attack, but we will defend ourselves. And so, and this is important for us, ladies and gentlemen, very important for us, very important. This is the recommendations that the Vatican Commission on Medjugorje handed over. Number one, and this is important, number one, that granting Medjugorje the status approved to be a status of an approved Catholic shrine is among the recommendations that the Vatican Commission on Medjugorje handed over to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith on January 17th. And that is so important, ladies and gentlemen. That is so important. And so to that, here's John Banco's response. Okay. That's John Banco's response. Okay. And the Cardinal, member of the International Investigative Commission since it was formed in 2010, says that a verdict from Pope Francis on the case of Medjugorje can be expected later this year. The Medjugorje Commission was initiated by Pope Benedict XVI almost 4 years ago on March 17, 2010, and he entrusted the work to Cardinal Camillo Ruini. The commission has submitted the results of our work to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. And again, John Banco's reaction to that. It's really not that bad, John. It really is not that bad. And Our Lady there at Medjugorje is not diabolical, nor is she a demon. All right. Well, the commission is not opposed to Medjugorje as a place of faith where faithful pilgrims gather. That's what the cardinal said. And he also says that the pilgrims are still free to visit Medjugorje, upholding what has been the status quo since the bishops of then Yugoslavia decided to allow visits in April 1991. And so John Benko, representing the Unholy Trinity, had this reaction. All righty. And the Medjugorje Inquiry Commission was set up on March 2010 under the direction of an Italian cardinal, Camillo Ruini, who for many years was the vicar of Pope St. John Paul II for the city of Rome. And Father Federico Lombard, he says in mid-January, confirmed that the commission had held its last meeting and the results of the inquiry would now be examined by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith under the prefect, Archbishop Gerhard Mueller. All right. And the material includes interviews with the six seers and other witnesses, expert reports, and theological reflections on the messages. The report will now be studied alongside other documentation the congregation has gathered over the course of the years. And John Banco's response to this. Seems like that's all he's been really saying of late. That seems to be his where he's at right now. But anyway, and it is difficult for the church to form a definitive verdict on the supernatural nature of a phenomenon that is still ongoing. That's what the cardinal of Sarajevo, of Bosnia and Herzegovina, is what he's saying. Of the six seers, who reported the apparitions in June 1981, when they were still children or in their teens. Three claim they still see daily apparitions. So this is still considered ongoing. So reportedly, the commission's members have highlighted the need to provide more pastoral care for the millions of pilgrims, faithful, who come to Medjugorje from all over the world. And for this, John Binko has this to say. Well, that's, like I said, that's kind of what he's been saying lately, telling everybody. Well, reportedly, he said, the commission members and the Cardinal Rumnai himself are said to have concluded that people who visit Medjugorje really are converting to the faith or returning to the sacraments in a significant way. Significant way. And for that, Benko had this to say. Now, reportedly, the findings of the Vatican Commission on Medjugorje allow for favorable judgment, but only in a partial form, since the apparitions are, again, ongoing. So the Vatican Commission on Medjugorje allow for a favorable, oh my goodness. Now, Benko, with what he's been saying, he's been attacking the seers of Medjugorje. He's been attacking everything about them. He's been taking the peanut gallery in the cheap seats, and they've been up there trying to do a human wave against Medjugorje. And so this information here, he had this to say. And he gave a double take. Wow, he had to give a double take to that. Well, the commission found real and significant fruits in the form of conversion and no evidence of fraud, deception, or abuse. That's what the commission is, that's what they are giving. That's what is being given. Think about this. That's what's being given. Oh, my, my. That is what's being given. Oh, this is what is being shown and given, and is being handed over. Handed over to the congregation for the doctrine of the faith. Wow. And so for that, John Binko had this to say. So in this sense, Medjugorje received a favorable review in the final report handed over to the congregation for the doctrine of the faith. Now, John Binko had this to say, representing the Unholy Trinity here. He had this to say. Well, the Archbishop of, Pope St. John Paul II, he opened his diocese to Medjugorje priests and asked Father Zofko to bless him. And shortly before he left for the papal conclave in Rome, he approved of visionary Ivan, his public apparition arrangements that drew 10,000 people. And so this is very, 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 very interesting. And so since before Christmas, members of Deeper Truth have been attacked by John Binko. And hopefully, since he was fired from Deeper Truth, he will find peace as he can no longer continue to fight against God or the deeper truth kingdom. So that's where we're at right now. And so his comment, we're talking about John Bako's comment on all of this. And that is something to expect because of the way he's been talking. And so with us, you know, with us, you know, Satan roars around like a roaring lion searching for someone to devour. And that's exactly the way John Bako has been acting. He's been acting like that. But we are alert, and we got a sober mind. So we are definitely keeping our eye out for all the deceptions and all the attacks that he's been throwing upon myself and John Carpenter and Kathy and everyone else out there that's deeper truth. So we are going to keep praying the rosary for John, because that is what our Lord wants us to do. That's what our Lord wants us to do. So we will do that.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and that was the year that I was born, 1956. And I've been graced through my mother and through his holy Catholic Church to be walking that line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
And ladies and gentlemen, I just really so excited about being the head of Deeper Truth and having great people around me. And that is so important. And that, and thankfully to His Holy Catholic Church, His Holy Catholic Church that we have. St. Jude had some real advice here. Beloved, he says, although I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I now feel a need to write to encourage you to contend for the faith that was once handed down to the holy ones. Keep yourselves in the love of God and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. On those who waver, have mercy. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. On others, have mercy with fear, abhorring even the outer garment stained by the flesh. So, and that's what this is. We want to show mercy to John Benko because we want to remember the good things that he has been a part of Deeper Truth in the past. And we wish him peace in his new path that he has set out for himself. And we wish him well. And that is the best and most important thing that we can show, because God loves all of us. And he loves his mother too. He loves his mother. And so you don't gain any points by referring to his mother as Satan or diabolic and attacking, like Medjugorje. And the church, you know, basically is, I mean, the commission, what it's saying, game, set, and match. So, John, you can cease with your attacking of Medjugorje and Our Lady. You can stop hanging around with the peanut gallery, because it's in the end, it's done. It's done. So it's time to put your toys away and start doing some good things that you're capable of doing, like you did in the past with us, with me. We put some really good things together, and we can do that, or at least you can. Hopefully, maybe you can make something with Patrick Coffin or Donald Foley that you can do something and get involved with those guys, since you've kind of gone your own way. So I just want to wish you well and may God have give and grant you peace with your family and where you work, because we still pray the rosary for you. We have not given up on that. but we feel that it's important because really it's all about, I mean, you know, we don't need to be fighting each other because that's what the enemy wants. And so when you make yourself an enemy of us, you're joining that team, and you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. So we just wish you well, and you hang tough out there, and we'll see what happens. We'll just wait. And God bless you.
Next, our blessed Lord says, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, against the church. Now here our Lord is not so much referring to literal gates, but rather to an unseen world. The word prevail, that is to say evil shall not prevail, means to overpower. Our blessed Lord therefore assures Peter that his church will be indestructible, indefectible, indestructible, indefectible, indestructible, indefectible, indestructible, indefectible, indestructible, indefectible. Gates of hell shall not prevail.
2,000 years, the gates of hell have not prevailed. The devil tried crusades, schisms, and reformation. Too much knowledge and wisdom, God revelation. Too much love, unity, and God's blessing. Too much strength for stupidest men with bad intentions. Too much proof we have for over 20 centuries. Unchanging, contained is the tape and great, most amazing. The church has the keys in the new house of David. We're the ones who feed the hungry and clothe the naked. We're the ones who bring together the separated. We bring them to the body of Christ to be sacred. We bring them to the church in the world that's most hated. The way it always was and the way it always will be. But they'll be making more saints when they start the killing. How long do you think we've been going through this? How long do you think we done love the villain? We understand we're hated because we're God's children. But we come with open arms by the millions. The devil tried to shift us like wheat. But I'll tell you that our faith increased. Carrying the cross every day of the week. 365 days of the year. As you can see, we're still here. The truth shines crystal clear. Never will it disappear.
And this would not, I mean, this we have to give and send to you, John Benko. We have to send this to you.
fret not, all hear it, for only those who are born of spirit truly seek his will and obey. Yet still we try to change it, itching ears to rearrange it, to justify falling away. But if we come to Jesus and do what he commands, we have built our house upon the rock, and we shall always stand. Ah, we shall enter. Dividing, separating the wheat from the tares. Yet wolves in sheep's clothing are hiding. They're lying, crying out, Lord, in their prayers. So be still and draw. And forever the word of the Lord will never change. So do not seek revenge and always forgive, expecting nothing in return. Be always reasonless. Ah, we shall enter by the gate.
And that was Terry Talbot in one of Judy's favorite songs here on And She's a Vital Member to Deeper Truth. And John Benko, you placed yourself in a situation where you have no easy way out except for now you've got your own path and you've got your own kingdom now. And so good luck to you.
Baby, baby, we can share this skin. We can know how we feel inside. Instead of going down an endless wound, not knowing if we did or